What It Means to Be Chosen, an In Stars and Time fan fiction, written by Sweet Serene Shadows, read by God of Laundry Baskets. It is rated Gen and features Mirabelle. People have started calling you the Chosen One. Word has spread as you traveled across Vigard, looking for the orbs. In a sense, they're not entirely wrong. You were chosen, just not by the Change God. It's just easier to let people believe the Change God chose you. And not only because confrontation is difficult and scary. People seem happier once they think the Change God sent someone to stop the king. So you and Isabeau have come to be called saviors, which is a little anxiety-inducing, since you haven't even found all the orbs, much less defeated the king. It's a heavy weight on your shoulders. But what else can you do but carry that weight with Isabeau's help? Tell people you're not a savior, just a scared little girl? That would hardly make anything better for anyone. There are times when you think it would be nice if you had been chosen by the Change God, though. If you'd been approached by them and handed a sacred duty, at least then, that would be a deity placing their faith in you, cheering you on. But the Change God doesn't really do that. At least you have Isabeau to cheer you on. He's become a wonderful friend in the weeks you've been traveling together. He meets every challenge head-on with a smile, and he knows when to give you time to deal with your anxiety. You're very grateful that he's been traveling with you. Still, you have to wonder, why did Euryphrase choose you, of all the housemaidens? Why not Claude, or literally anybody else in the entire House of Change? You've always looked up to Euryphrase, ever since becoming a housemaiden. How couldn't you? She's always calm and collected, and she's really smart, and she's endlessly compassionate to you and all the other housemaidens. When you became a housemaiden, it was Euryphrase who taught you so many of the things you needed to know, and it was Euryphrase who encouraged you along your path. Every piece of advice from her came with a smile. But she'd shaken her head and taken a small bottle out of one of her drawers. You didn't recognize the name on the bottle, so you weren't sure why it was in Euryphrase's office. She smiled at you then. I used to know someone who struggled with anxiety much like you do, Mirabelle. She'd put the bottle back in the desk drawer and placed her hands flat on the desk. And I want you to know that, if you wish to pursue it, the House of Change is happy to help you with getting medication and someone to talk to for it. You need only ask. It had taken you some time to work up the courage to try. What if the medication did something weird to you, made your emotions not work? What if they just made you even more anxious? But eventually, after an anxious episode which saw you break down sobbing and hyperventilating, you decided that trying the medication had to be better than dealing with such crippling anxiety. Several months later, after starting the medication and starting talking to someone, you'd realized that you didn't fall into crippling spirals of anxiety anytime something slightly worrisome happened. You were able to calm yourself down. You were able to think your way out of the spirals before they happened. You wonder, now, if maybe the name on the bottle had been Euryphrase's once. Isabeau has changed, after all. Why wouldn't the head housemaiden of a house of change? And now you've been without your medication or your counselor for several months. You've been having more and more spirals lately, about the king, of course, but also about yourself and your place in the House of Change. You've never once changed. And the idea of dating someone still makes your stomach turn. But as a housemaiden of change, isn't changing supposed to be what you do? Isn't changing one of your duties? It's funny, in a sad, messed up way. Everyone, yourself included, calls the king once changed. But you? You're not even once changed. You're never changed. And isn't that worse? I suppose smiling face pulls you out of this particular spiral. His face is soft as he wraps an arm around you. Hey, Mira, it's all right. You don't have to face all this stuff alone. Thank change for that. You probably would have collapsed by now if it weren't for Isabeau. You sniff, wiping away some of the tears that found their way into your eyes and on your cheeks. Thank you, Isabeau. I appreciate it. Isabeau nods. Then his expression softens. You don't have to if you don't feel like it, but do you want to talk about it? You shake your head. It's too much right now. You'd rather put those thoughts out of your mind and let future Mirabelle deal with them. Maybe future Mirabelle is back on the medication already. Isabeau isn't the type of person to judge you for that, thank change. He just rubs your back until the tears dry and you're able to keep going. As you walk, you resolve to talk to Euryphrase once the king is defeated and ask her why she chose you. The end. Thank you for listening.